The number of Americans who find jobs in the coming months may determine whether President Bush gets to keep his. The economy has emerged as the single most important issue among voters, and with few new jobs being created, a growing number of voters are pessimistic. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is trying to capitalize on voters' job fears as he tries to unseat President Bush, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Economists disagree about just how much influence any president has in shaping the job market. James Glassman, a fellow at the conservative American Enterprise Institute, says all politicians tend to get more credit in good times and more blame in bad times than they really deserve.
I call this the being there phenomenon. I mean, they just happen to be there, and whatever the state of the economy is, they get the credit or the blame. I mean, in general, presidents really have very little effect on the economy.
Don't tell that to the Economic Policy Institute. The left-leaning think tank greets nearly every lackluster jobs report with a withering press release about what it regards as the failed policies of the Bush administration. Larry Michel is the Institute's president.
Clearly, we're going to have business cycles in this economy. But if we had devoted just a small share of the resources that were dedicated to permanent tax cuts for some short-term spending programs like building schools and building roads and bridges and fiscal relief to the states, we could have had a lot more jobs right now.
Certainly, there are geopolitical forces that affect the economy that are largely outside the president's control. And it's the Federal Reserve, not the White House, that sets short-term interest rates. But a recent Wall Street Journal NBC poll found 80% of Americans believe the president's policies are mainly or partially responsible for the nation's economic state. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry did his best to encourage that notion at a town hall meeting in Buffalo.
So what can a president do to make certain that we're creating jobs? I'll tell you what a president can do. Almost everything except actually create the job itself, but create the framework, the attitude, fight for workers, hold people accountable to certain standards.
Kerry went on to list several things he'd do to promote jobs, such as reviewing trade agreements, encouraging affordable energy, and reining in the cost of health care. Tax cuts are the central feature of President Bush's economic plan. Delivering his own jobs talk in Ohio this month, the president said his cuts had helped cushion an economy battered by recession, war, and terrorism.
We've got to make sure that people who invest capital are not penalized by lousy government policy. Tax cuts were vital to creating the environment for growth and innovation, and there are more steps that need to be done.
In describing those other steps, President Bush touched on many of the same issues as Senator Kerry: trade, energy, health care. Not surprisingly, the two men offer very different strategies to achieve similar goals. Both say they're for fair trade. Both say they want to reduce America's dependence on foreign oil. And both men say the government needs to do something about the cost of health care, which jumped nearly 14% last year, seven times the rate of inflation. Chief economist Sungwon Son of Wells Fargo says rising health insurance costs are one of the factors keeping some employers from hiring.
Today, businesses are trying to reduce health care costs by relying on temporary help and working existing people overtime and part-timers. So the rapidly rising cost of health care has been a major deterrent in creating jobs in the United States.
Kerry has proposed relieving some employers' costs by having the federal government help pay for the most expensive medical bills. He also wants to give everyone access to the health care program used by federal employees, with tax incentives to help them pay for it. President Bush has sponsored tax breaks for those who buy discount health insurance, and he's calling for tort reform, saying medical bills would be lower were it not for frivolous lawsuits. Even Glassman, who says politicians generally have little effect on the economy, agrees health care is one area where the government could make a difference. But as the candidates' conflicting proposals suggest, it's a tough issue on which to gain consensus. Glassman says politicians can argue about health care, and they should, as job-conscious voters try to decide who gets the job of president. Scott Horsley, NPR News.